I know why y'all are so filled with joy.
We got Jesus.
Louisville beat UCF. Yeah. Kentucky beat Florida. Dolphins are going to beat the Patriots. Well, Mike already prayed that up. So Lord knows God doesn't listen to me, but I'm sure he's going to listen to Mike. Mike's a lot bigger. So I just want to give you a heads up. In just about 30 seconds, I'm going to ask them to turn off the lights, and I'm going to show a video clip for you. All right? So I don't want you to get alarmed. I'm not doing it quite yet, but I just want to let you know it's going to happen. Our passage today, the two parables today, let's make this really, really clear. This is not about us searching for God. God's not lost. God knows exactly where God is. God knows exactly what God is doing. This is not about us finding God. This is about God finding us. And God searching for us is a little bit like this video that you're going to see. So we're going to turn off the lights. It takes a while sometimes.
I don't know. Anyway, he swam out in the open water to this boat, and when he was out there, these divers appeared, and I tried to stop them, but the boat was too fast, so we swam out in the ocean to follow.
He couldn't stop them! And then Nemo's dad, he swims out to the ocean, and they bump into three
ferocious sharks! He scares away the sharks by blowing them up!
Golly, that's amazing!
And then dives thousands of feet
straight down into the dock. It's like wicked dark down there. You can't see a thing. How's it going, Bob? And the only thing I can see down there is...
Then there's this big, horrible creature with razor sharp teeth. Nice barrier, man. And then he has to blast his way.
Two little fish have been searching the ocean for days on the East Australian current.
That means that he may be on his way here right now. That should have been Sydney Harbour
in a matter of days. I mean, it sounds like this guy's going to stop at nothing until he finds his son.
I sure hope he makes it.
That's one dedicated father, if you ask me.
What am I talking about? Nemo! Where's Nemo? I've got to speak with him.
What? What is it?
Your dad's been fighting the entire ocean looking for you.
My father? Really?
Really? Oh, yeah. He's traveled hundreds of miles. He's been battling sharks and jellyfish,
sharks?
All sorts of...
That can't be him.
Are you sure? What was his name? Well, it's some sort of sport fish or something. Tuna? Trout?
Marlin?
That's it. Marlin, the little clownfish from the reef.
It's my dad! He took on a shark!
I heard he took on three.
Three sharks?
There's got to be 4,800 teeth.
You see, kid, after you were taken by Diver Dan over there, your dad followed the boat you were on like a maniac.
Really?
He's swimming, he's giving it all he's got, and then three gigantic sharks capture him. He blows them up, and then dives thousands of feet, and he gets chased by a monster with huge teeth. He ties this thing to a rock. Once he gets the reward, he gets to battle an entire jellyfish forest. But now, he's riding with a bunch of sea turtles in the East Australian current, and the word is he's headed this way, right now, to Sydney.
That's all. You don't get to see the whole movie. That's not going to happen. Now, if you're not familiar with the movie, it's called Finding Nemo. And the clip I showed you is about the dad, Marlin, who is searching for his son, Nemo. And that's what that movie is about. And in some ways, that's what these parables are about. It's about how God looks for us. And about the celebration that God has once he finds us and restores us. Have you ever been lost? Have you ever been lost? Ever taken a trip? Ever taken a wrong turn? Ever been lost? You get lost at the mall. You can get lost at Disney. Well, Dee Dee can't, but the rest of us can get lost at Disney. Have you ever been lost and not known you were lost?
Yes.
That's harder. That's a lot harder. If you ever saw the movie Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, Indiana comes running out and says, "Everybody's lost but me." You know, we think we don't know that we're lost. But the point of the parables is the fact that God knows we're lost. And God searches for us. And that first parable, 99 sheep are left in the wilderness. He doesn't put them safely in a pen. He doesn't have them safely guarded. No, he's just leaving them behind because he's missing one. He's not looking for a stray sheep to add to his flock. He's not looking for an additional sheep. This sheep belongs to him. It's gone missing. And because the sheep belongs to him, he says, I've got to find it. And he goes searching diligently until he can find it. And when he does, he rejoices and he celebrates and he calls his friends and say, look what I got. They're back. I've got them all now. Hopefully, we don't know. In 99, he took a huge risk. But he said, that lost sheep is worth it. It's all about the joy of finding. In the second parable, the coin. The coin's not lost in the wilderness. The coin is lost in the house. But somehow, it's gotten lost. And, hello, coins can roll, but they can't move at their own volition. They're not sheep. Sheep can move. Coins can't. The coin is lost, but it's not the coin's fault. That's an important point for this parable. It's not the coin's fault. It's still lost, but the coin didn't do anything wrong. It's not its fault that it's lost, but it's been separated. It's lost. Now, sometimes we get lost because we're like sheep. We kind of nibble ourselves lost. You know, as a sheep, you just, you know, you got fuzzy eyesight, and you just see the next clump of grass, and then you see the next clump of grass, and then you see the next clump of grass, and you're not evil, and you're not rebellious, and you're not wicked, but you're not paying attention either. You're just thinking about your own wants, your own needs. Oh, here's more grass. And the next thing you know, by the time you do look up, you're lost. You've totally lost the group. You haven't been paying attention. So consumed with your own wants, your own needs, and how that's working for you. Not because you're evil. You're just not focusing on anything else. You're not paying attention. And then sometimes we get lost and it's not our fault at all. Like the coin. We didn't do anything wrong. But we're still lost nonetheless. See, these parables are not about sinners, all right, who have to repent. Coins and sheep cannot repent. This isn't about sinners who don't know Jesus and have to come to find Jesus. No, this is not about people outside the church. These parables are about people inside the church. They are about us, the insiders, the churchgoers, the bread and juice consumers, the Bible readers. These parables are about the lostness that comes on the inside. We all know the song, Amazing Grace. We sing it, we're moved by it, we are comforted by it, we rejoice in it. We may even cry as we're singing or hear it. It's a great song. But sometimes we get it wrong because we want to treat lostness as if it's a one and done type of thing. That it's just once and once you're found, you never get lost again. But that's not the reality of the Christian life. The Christian life and the reality of our relationship with God is that, yes, we get lost, then we get found. We get lost, and then we get found. We get lost, and then we get found. It's just like when we're baptized. We get baptized. We sin, we get forgiven. Then we sin, and we get forgiven. And then we don't get baptized every single time we sin. That's ridiculous. That's not what baptism is about. Baptism is a sign and a seal to remind us that we've been forgiven. We get clean, but we don't stay clean. Amen. We're always repeating that cycle. Rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. We get lost, we get found. We get sin, we get forgiven. You know, and we fall down and God picks us back up. And the next day we go through the whole cycle again sometimes. We don't get to stay in that special moment where everything is right and we can just feel the blessings of God all the time. True lostness is part of a relationship with God. It happens a lot. And what does that mean when we get lost? Well, we lose our sense of belonging. We lose our capacity to trust. We lose that experience of being able to feel God's presence. It can mean sometimes that we're so lost in our vision that we lose God's perspective. That's what happened with the Pharisees. They were so wrapped up in what they knew to be right, they weren't able to see God's grace, and they were totally bewildered and confused by it. Sometimes we can get lost, illness descends upon us, and all of a sudden the goodness of God doesn't look quite so good. Sometimes we have an experience of a crisis of faith, and we're left reeling because of that. Some of us get lost when a relationship falls apart, when a job falls apart, when a financial crisis hits, when those we love, or maybe we ourselves, find that we are lost in addiction, or anxiety, or anger. We find ourselves lost in hatred, or resentment, or bitterness. Some of us get lost when we're very, very close to home. It's like the older son in the parable of the prodigal son, the older son. He was in the house when he got lost. You can be within the very walls of the church and get lost. These are not just parables, though, about losses. They're about God, who searches and searches and searches and seeks and takes risks. He leaves 99 because he's going to find that one. He's diligent. He's determined. He is going to, when he finds us, rejoice and not condemn. He's going to be filled with joy and not judgment. He's going to sing and not scold. Could you imagine the woman when she finds the coin, scolding the coin? Now, don't you ever... She's rejoicing and celebrating, inviting her friends. Look, look, look. That's the way it is with God. Look, look, look. God isn't safely with the 99 and the fool. God's out there looking. God's not sitting on a couch saying, well, at least I got these 9. No. God's searching all the time. So I'm not scolding us for when we get lost. Instead, I want to assure us that when we get lost, God is searching for us. God refuses to give up on us. Now, unlike the coin in the parable, Nemo kind of got lost because of his own fault, all right? You may remember if you've seen the movie, all right? He doesn't listen to his father. He doesn't listen to his father. He's disobedient. He goes out to touch the boat. It's a boat, by the way, not butt. It's a boat that he goes out to touch. All right? He says mean things to his father, but none of those things stop the father from looking for him. It doesn't matter that he was disobedient. It doesn't matter that he said mean things. It doesn't matter. You're my son. I'm going to find you. I'm not going to stop until I do. God continues to work like that with us. He looks and he looks and he looks. And sometimes, like the coin, we can get lost and it's not our fault. But we're still lost. And we can take comfort in knowing that God is still looking for us just as diligently. God will literally turn the house upside down and inside out until he's able to find us. Because God loves us. And God doesn't find us to scold us. And God doesn't find us to condemn us. Could you imagine, like I said, the woman scolding the coin? No. God wants to rejoice. He wants to restore. He wants to remind. You are mine. You belong to me. And I will always, always, always come looking for you. Wherever you are, whatever happens, I will not leave you alone. The joy of finding is what's in both of these parables, because that's what's in the nature of God. Now, maybe you're feeling lost today. I don't know. You know if you are or not. But I want you to know God is searching for you. Maybe we're falling in that camp where we don't know that we're lost, but we're lost. And God knows that. God knows we're lost. Maybe we're lost in our routine. Maybe we've lost that better part of ourselves. Maybe we've lost the joy of life and living. Maybe we've lost a sense of direction and purpose. But God is coming to find us, and He's not going to stop until He does. And He's going to restore us, and He's going to rejoice with us. Like I said, the older son was lost to his father, and he never left the house. We can get lost staying where we are, especially if we stay as we are. We have to be willing to let God's grace find us and let God show us how grace really works. Lostness teaches us a few things. It teaches us vulnerability. It teaches us empathy. It teaches us humility. It teaches us patience. Lostness shows us not just who we really are, but who God really is. You know the song, "The Lord is my shepherd," who comes looking and looking and looking and will not quit until He finds. God is the woman who sweeps and sweeps and sweeps, lighting lamps, not quitting until we are found. And when God finds, God rejoices. The movie clip I showed you earlier is from a movie. It's not from a movie called Losing Nemo. It's from a movie called Finding Nemo. And God refuses to give up on us until He does. Amen.
Amen. Amen.